You First Tech. This is Steve.
Hey, hey, hello, hi, Steve. It's Clayton.
Hey, Clayton, how you doing?
All right, and yourself?
Good, I'm good.
Yeah, I was just we're gonna have a conference call right now. I'm on the line with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. He's gonna give you a brief overview of what our call is about, and then after that, we'll have some questions for you. And
okay, that'll work fine.
Me give you a quick overview of the app that we're developing right now. So basically, we people with some sort of computer or phone need, they come to us, and then we determine what their requirement is, what service they need, and we match them up with a service provider that offers that specific service. So given certain criteria, geography, and the service that you provide, to make sure it matches up and to make sure it is someone that you can service, right?
Okay.
So in addition to that, for you, we'd have scheduling. So if you can handle, say, 5 or 10 services per day, you have an open time slot, and we can fill that for you like almost real time. So scheduling, lead generation, and then managing your list of clients. We would store, all your previous customers, their invoice information, the type of service that you did for them, and any notes that you had regarding that, and as well as invoicing the customer, sending reminders, sending alerts, and if they're coming to you or you're coming to them, we'll have mapping and turn-by-turn directions.
Okay.
So that's kind of an overview of the service that we're providing in the app. Given that list, what is the most appealing to you? What's you don't need at all, and what's missing, basically?
Well, the big red flag for me was you holding on to my database of customers. That's kind of a scary proposition for me, because that is everything for my business, of course. The lead generation and the qualifying of location, distance, and skills they're looking for, that's a big benefit. That way,
I'm sorry, you're breaking up, your signal's breaking up a little bit there.
Here, let me move. How about now? Is it a little bit better?
Yeah, that seems better.
Okay, so the lead generation part of it, where you're qualifying the location, the need, and you're kind of, weeding out my client base for me, that's beneficial. Right. That would help save, a lot of time on replying to people and businesses that I either do not service or I'm not interested or out of my area, et cetera. So that's a benefit for sure. Go ahead.
Just one quick note. So these are a list of features that you can opt in or opt out. That's kind of the initial plan.
I didn't know. I thought it was an all-in-one kind of.
Right, it is all-in-one, but you can use the features that you're interested in. It's not kind of all-or-nothing type situation.
Okay. It's a case-by-case choice basis. Okay. Then,
right.
Yeah. The mapping's good, but I mean Google Maps and Waze, that kind of exists unless you're going to integrate with those products.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of already out there. But everything you said, it sounds good. I mean, I'm already doing double entry on half those things anyway you mentioned, so you're kind of consolidating a lot of the data entry
And that's kind of the goal, to consolidate everything. So are you using any apps or services right now as far as scheduling, even invoicing, and any e-commerce?
Scheduling, I use Outlook. For invoicing, billing, and tracking, I use Quicken.
Okay.
Mapping, I guess you might say, I use Google Maps.
Okay.
What was the third thing you asked, or the next thing you asked about?
Applications. Are you using any applications?
On the phone itself, no, except for Google Maps.
Okay.
I do my data entry on a computer.
Okay. How about marketing and advertising?
That's me on a computer. Yelp, Google.
Yelp. So you have Yelp and Google. Are you paying? Or are you just?
No, I'm not paying. I'm not paying. I'm also on Nextdoor. There's one other. I can't remember the name of it. They're not big, but it's user based, not business based. So the user has to put you on. I forget the name of it, but they're not huge. So those four avenues are my marketing, in effect.
So basically, you're not paying for any marketing. You're doing it kind of
not
all
paying for marketing,
yourself.
Right? Okay. Piecemeal, yep.
And have you ever paid for marketing? Any experience with?
I have years ago, years ago, and there was no return at all on it. So I walked away from that concept completely.
What were you trying as far as paid service goes?
It was in the beginning. I think I tried a Google ad. This must have been 12 years ago, something like that. But I think I even placed an ad in I don't remember if it was a newspaper or a physical publication when I was just getting started with the business and trying to, you know, get clients, basically. I mean, other than that, I do have car signs. I have business cards. I have the old school way of doing things as well in place.
Okay. But you are looking for new clients, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Always looking for new
clients.
Okay.
Always. That's business, yes.
Right. Okay.
So would you say that most of your clients are actually more like word of mouth or just returning clients?
It's a combination. I get a lot of referrals from clients. I also probably get about 3 to 5 new Yelp customers every, say, 3 to 4 weeks. So at least a Yelp customer a week, give or take. As well as I'm starting the Google client or the Google leads are starting to roll in too. They're nowhere near that frequent. They may be once every 3 weeks I'll get a new Google person coming through. Those two avenues for those two companies anyway. And then I'll get random Nextdoor app people here and there. I mean, once every 3 months maybe. And I can't think of the other name of that last company that I've gotten random stuff rolling in from also where you, as a user, you write about this on their website, but you, as a business, you cannot post on their website. I can't remember the name of them though.
Also, it's your clients. Your clients can go on there and, you know,
they're the ones that put me on to begin with. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I never put myself, wasn't even aware of it until I found out they put me on it.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of it.
Okay, so that those are pretty much all the apps, all the marketing tools that you're using right now. Now, as far as clients, how many clients are you able to service on average per day?
It depends. So I'd say, I could be a client for multiple hours at a time. So anywhere, worst case scenario, one, best case scenario, up to 4 or 5 typically.
Okay, 4 to 5 clients per day.
It just depends on how long I'm at a location for a particular client. Sometimes I'm there 5 hours at a time. Sometimes it's an hour. It just depends.
Okay. And how many you are in IT. Do you have, contracts with any companies? Like, steady contracts?
No, I've tried to go down that road in the past, and I had no interest from any clients. Nobody was looking to set up a service contract. Everyone's looking for case-by-case basis.
Okay. So if you go out to view a company, you probably only go out there one time. You won't go out there again.
So let's say some of my business clients, for example, I'll see them once. Matt, keep in mind, I have 1,100 clients. So I'll see out of a year, out of those 1,100, let's say the returning, the existing clients, I'll see probably, I don't know, maybe 200 of them, and that those 200 rotate every other year, you know, just depends on as need basis.
Okay. Now, are you currently just working independently by yourself, or do you have?
I do work independently by myself, but I will bring on contractors for labor type work or for outside tech work, I guess you might say. But I don't bring them inside client locations. It's more, you know, I'll deal with them off-site or it'll be remote connection option.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Would you have any interest in like a kind of a dispatching service where we provide you basically a scenario, an address, and then we pay you afterwards?
Yeah, I've actually done that with a I've actually done that with a competing local service type company. They're a shop. They don't have employees that go on site. I've actually paid them a percentage, so they bill out a job at X amount plus one, and I bill out at X amount. So they send me the referral for their client, in effect. I go out on behalf of them to service their client. But it's more of a – it's not them scheduling me. It's the owner shoots me a text saying, are you interested in this job? This is where it's at.
Okay.
This is the kind of detail. So they qualify the lead before I even address it. Then I go out and service the job.
And what were the what did you like about that and didn't like?
Well, the benefit is I don't have to qualify. I don't have to go find that lead. It may be an existing client of theirs. They may be paying for marketing and advertising to get that client through the door. And like I said, even the most important part of that is they qualify the lead to find out if they're serious about having someone come out and service, what the, you know, what the job entails. Is it something that is going to benefit them and me, basically? Is it going to fit?
Was there anything about that?
What was the charge?
So that I don't know what – let me think here. So let's say they're billing out at $150. They're billing at $150 an hour plus I think it was a $50 chip charge. I don't get a lot of referrals from that company. It's something new, probably started maybe 4 months ago, and I've only had about three or four things trickle in because he's using several different vendors. He wants to, you know, he's kind of trying to grow his business without servicing. So
do you know the name of the company?
He bills out a,
do you know the name?
I can't think of the name of it. It's a local IT shop. It's not a big, giant corporation or anything.
Okay.
They're I think from what I can tell, I think they were a local IT shop, and they kind of branched out into commercial business, you know, like fast food restaurants and POS stuff. They kind of branched out into that, so they got hit. You know, if they take on a client in that industry, they have to service 150 restaurants in Southern California. So they kind of pulled back. They pulled back from servicing, you know, the walk-in kind of stuff, and they put all their energies into that and web development. So this, I think I'm just kind of holding on to their business, some parts of it that they were kind of quasi-interested in. That doesn't generate as much revenue for them as those other opportunities do. I think he has three or four other techs he refers business out to as well.
Okay. So the percentage is what, maybe what, 20-25%? That's what they charge.
But my business? Oh no, not even. It's maybe 4%, if that. And it's case by case.
For a scheduled job. So if you went out, confirmed the job, charged them $200, they would only charge you 4% for giving you that job.
Oh no, no. As far as their percentage on the job itself.
Yeah.
I thought you meant overall for my business. No, no, no.
Their percentage.
Yeah. So let me pull up some numbers here. They're gone. So it's about 150, give or take, for the first hour, plus 120. So they're probably pulling about 20-25% of the income of that job that I service.
Okay. And is that better for you, or is it easier to just be independent and, you know, have the clients on your own? Is that, since, you know, because, you know, if you get the client on your own, of course you're getting more money, but is it easier for you to go through a company like this or to just, you know, start it from scratch on your own?
I kind of like the starting from the scratch part, but the flip side of that is they are able to qualify the lead, so that saves me phone calls and conversations, you know, save me an hour, you know, 45 minutes on the phone talking to someone to find out if I need to go out to their location or not. So time is money, in effect. So if they were to turn and start handing me over, you know, 100 clients a month, may not be such a bad idea. It's my bigger concern with that concept is something I kind of initially had a conversation with the owner with about, What happens when this client finds out what I bill versus what I'm billing for your side of it? So that's the big hesitation here with that kind of idea.
Okay. Okay. That definitely makes sense. Okay. Now let's see here. Based on you know the studies we've done so far, we were thinking we have two options as far as getting you new business. One of the options would be giving you a cold called lead that would either be transferred to you via phone, text message, email, and those leads we would charge anywhere between $1 to $5 dollars per lead. And then we also have the option of actually, you know, getting you confirmed jobs, you know, us vetting the customer in advance, confirming the price, and, you know, getting you the address and getting you all the information for a confirmed lead. And we would charge you anywhere between 10 to 15% per client. Which would be more appealing to you, paying per lead or paying the 10 to 15% for a client that's already been confirmed?
Per lead, that's unqualified, meaning I'm paying you guys if it's a conversation I have with a person telling them I can't service a job?
Yeah, that I mean, that would be a cold call lead, and that would be anywhere
well,
between
well, that's more of a thumbtack. That's a thumbtack website app. I never signed up for before that reason because I don't want to pay for just cold leads. I can get those already through Yelp and Google. So the other option out of the two.
Definitely.
Well, pre-qualifying, that's option A or option B?
No, that's going to be
option B. Option B is qualifying for you.
So the pre-qualified option B would be the better the question on that. So if you're pulling 15 to 25% there, how do we build out the job? Can I make my allotment or do I have to take a hit based on having to pay out the 20 to 25?
No, I said 10 to 15%. The reason why I said 10 to 15% because we've noticed that most companies are charging 20 to 25%. So just to get ourselves started, you know, and get ourselves established, you know, we would obviously offer a lower commission, you know, initially, you know. But so, I mean, 10 to 15% is a lot better than paying 20 to 25%. And that would,
right.
You know,
now is that ongoing for every job you take in after that from that same client?
Yeah.
Or
it wouldn't
is it
be
a one-time?
For, you know, we would have an agreement. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, we have the app, you're on board, you want us to give you clients for 6 months. And if you sign up for that six-month plan, every job that we gave you, you would only pay out 10 to 15% of the commission. And the percentage would be based on, you know, the amount that you're getting paid. So if you obviously got a job for $150 and you only made $200 during that visit, it would probably be 10%. But if you had a job that you were paying, you know, you were receiving a payment of $1,000, then it would probably be a higher percentage, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes it. So if I were to make my hourly, let's call it, if I were to mark up that job rate in order to pay you out your 10 to 15%, am I competing with other vendors price-wise?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. I mean, you would be able to go on the app. If we send you a job and say, hey, Steve, we have a person in Palisades that, you know, wants someone to come out, you know, they're willing to pay and they want you there by 3 o'clock. If you click yes and take that job, that means that the job has already been confirmed. You're going to actually complete the job and we're going to get anywhere between 10 to 15% of whatever you make from that job. But that's, you know, once you don't have to compete with any other vendors, the job is yours.
Then yes, that option B would be more interesting to me.
Okay. But clearly you do not want to have to compete with other vendors for that lead, right?
Not if I'm paying, no.
Right.
Otherwise, if I'm competing with other vendors, then I'm back to Yelp, back to Google.
Right. Okay. And that's the model that a lot of other of these types of companies have, that you're paying for the lead and not necessarily the conversion of the lead, right?
Right. Yeah.
But we, you know, just to add a note, we will pre-qualify everyone. So if you're, say, networking specialized, then and someone needs a networking type IT issue, then you will match up closer than someone who doesn't do networking, right?
Right. Understood.
You know,
right.
So you, phone systems. Let's say you don't do phone systems, you're not going to get any leads regarding phone systems, right?
Right. And that would be a selection. What's that?
If that's your particular specialty or something that you don't do.
Right. I don't fix cell phones or what have you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So there definitely will be pre-qualifying of any lead.
Okay. Well, so far we have taken up 20 minutes of your time. Do you have any further ideas or anything else that you feel like our app should have that would make it useful for other ITs like yourself?
Well, the one thing you guys didn't mention was job time tracking, because I imagine
job
I don't know
time,
how your customer.
Okay.
Yeah, time and attendance for on-site service.
Okay.
I don't know, since you guys are tied in with the service person, I don't know how tied in you are with the original client. If you're tied in with the original client, they can see that, you know, Joe Smith was at your site for 2.5 hours on Tuesday, and this is him clocking in effect, clocking in, clocking out. That's not a big issue because I have a relationship with my customers. It's not really an issue. Initially, on the first visit, it's kind of that feeling out process.
Hello?
So, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you there for a second.
Okay, so initially it's that feeling out process on the first visit. They don't know me. I don't know them. So there's a trust issue initially, but it might be useful. Let's put it like that. That they see that you guys are overseeing the vendor at the site.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense, and I never thought about that. That does make sense since you are making house calls, and they can actually go on the app and, you know that you've been there for already 30 minutes, you know, and also have an ETA of when you'll be done. That would actually be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus, they're able to see it on the invoice at the end of the job. Yeah, he was here for 2 hours or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, that's all. That's a great idea. We haven't heard that one yet.
No,
okay.
I mean, in effect,
so,
you're turning the consultant into an employee, clocking in, clocking out, but that does benefit the customer.
Yeah, definitely.
But,
yeah, well, you've been, like, amazing on the call with us today. We definitely appreciate your time. And I just wanted to know, is it okay for us to give you a call in the future? You know, once again, we'll pay you for your time, just to pick your brain or, you know, have you demo out or try out the, you know, the initial features in the app. Would you be willing to do
so
in the future?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Now, I do want to make sure that we pay you for your time, Steve. Who should I make the check out to, and where should we send it?
You can make it to You First, my company name, You First Tech. And
you
the
first,
address and the address is 1555 West Carson Street.
West Carson Street.
Unit 6.
Unit 6.
In the city of Torrance.
Torrance. Old Town, right? 90501?
It's 90501.
90501 what?
90501.
Zero one, that's Old Town, I knew.
It's really close,
sounds
yeah.
Sounds familiar. Yeah,
I'm in walking distance, yeah.
Yeah, I actually used to live in the South Bay area, so I'm very familiar with that area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm near Torrance Electronics, if you know where that is, so.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Steve. We'll definitely get this check mailed out to you as soon as possible, and we'll definitely be in touch.
Alrighty, great.
Yep,
I'll be waiting to hear. Alrighty.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.